ma kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Hello, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Today, we are discussing preparations for the oncoming 44th Ordinary SADC Summit, to be held on the 17th of this month in Harare, amidst deployment of state security forces in some cities and towns and allegations of continued nationwide crackdown on opponents of the government. But first, a look at what's happening in the U.S. Now that both the Democratic and Republican presidential candidates have selected their running mates, the question is whether those picks will actually help boost the campaign's chances of winning the November election. VOA's Veronica Balteros Iglesias looks at the historical relevance of vice presidential candidates and what Tim Walz and J.D. Vance bring to their respective tickets.
With great confidence in her decision, Vice President Kamala Harris introduced Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her running mate on Tuesday in Pennsylvania.
In his state, he has been a model chief executive, and with his experience, I'm telling you, Tim Walz will be ready on day one.
Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump also hails the political record of his running mate, Ohio Senator J.D. Vance. But the former president recently downplayed the importance of vice presidential picks.
And I think this is well documented. Historically, the vice president, in terms of the election, does not have any impact. I mean, virtually no impact. And it's all about the presidential pick.
Scholars explain that because vice presidents operate in the shadow of the U.S. president, their role is often misunderstood and unappreciated. They are, however, the first in line of succession when a president can no longer serve, and key to advancing their party's political agenda.
Their role is really to act as a subordinate, to help promote and pursue the president's policies, and to expand the president's ability to function as a national and international leader.
To a certain extent, VP picks can boost presidential campaigns, Goldstein says.
Bill Clinton's pick of Al Gore in 1992 was a very good pick. The combination of these two young Southern centrist baby boomers really sent a message of generational change.
A bad pick is how the analyst described Republican Senator John McCain's decision to have Governor Sarah Palin as his running mate in 2008.
And she really became a figure who was parodied during the campaign, and I think ended up hurting the McCain ticket. It wasn't the reason that Senator McCain lost.
This election cycle, Tim Walz's credentials and his focus on pro-family economics is what the Harris campaign is betting on.
A version of being pro-family that is not about the control of reproduction, but is about the economic support of families, be that education, health care, housing, job development.
J.D. Vance will help advance the Republican narrative, says analyst Peter Loach.
The narrative they're telling that is, you know, there used to be an America in which if you worked hard and played by the rules, middle class, hardworking family, you could succeed, and that America is now gone. And that if you vote for them, that America will come back.
Even if vice presidential candidates rarely make a major difference in elections, analysts say U.S. voters will pay attention to how well the current VP picks listen to the electorate and channel their concerns. Veronica Valderas Iglesias, VOA News, Washington.
Meanwhile, esteemed American astronaut, geoscience professor and artist C.N. Proctor is touring South African schools to emphasize the importance of education in science, technology, engineering, art and mathematics. Her goal is to inspire students to pursue careers in the sciences and equip them for space jobs. Zahir Kasim reports from Johannesburg.
Cyan Proctor always dreamed of being an astronaut. In 2009, she became a finalist for the U.S. space agency NASA astronaut program, but didn't get the job. Proctor, a geology professor and artist, never gave up on her space dreams. In 2021, she was chosen to participate in SpaceX's Inspiration 4, the first all-civilian orbital mission. She became the first black woman to pilot a spacecraft.
Going to space and on a SpaceX Dragon capsule and being the mission pilot is the most rewarding and inspiring thing I could ever think of. To be able to say that I'm a Dragon flyer, and for, you know, girls and women of color to see me and know that if I did it, they can do it too.
Late last month, she was in Johannesburg, South Africa, speaking to over 250 high school students about the importance of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM, when pursuing a profession in space exploration. She says another subject is also crucial for would-be astronauts.
My art and space project.
But we got to add the arts in because that's the creative side. You can't have science without creativity and imagination because that's where the innovation comes. And so it's really important that we inspire, prepare, and eventually employ students to go into these areas.
The space sector is expanding rapidly, yet companies face challenges in recruiting due to the high demand for STEM skills. Space agencies in the United States, United Kingdom, and South Africa have all reported a shortage of qualified personnel. Exposure to real-life role models can help address this issue, says Steve Sherman, head of the education nonprofit Living Maths, which helped arrange Proctor's visit.
We want them to know how exciting a career can be if they interact with these people who actually use math and science and technology in their careers. If they can see how awesome it is, then hopefully they'll be more engaged.
Many in the country don't know space careers exist, says South African National Space Agency educator Ntabiseng Lebaka.
I had no idea that South Africa has a space agency. They were looking for a science educator. So I'm currently working as a science engagement officer, where we do outreach programs, we do space clubs, we also do teacher development training as well.
Proctor then took a mission to Cape Town, where she shares her inspirational journey to promote education in STEM subjects and the arts. Sayu Kasim, VOA News, Johannesburg, South Africa.
Thank you for that report, Zahir. Now let us take a short break. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Back to our topic, the European Union today held a non-state actors meeting in Harare, focusing on the alleged arrests, torture and brutalization of opponents of the government, which has been condemned by some members of the local and international communities. Preliminary meetings ahead of the SADC summit started today in Harare, with the meeting of the Standing Committee of Senior Officials, with the government saying preparations are on course. However, opposition party members and some human rights activists are currently in remand prison, facing charges of violating some sections of the Criminal Law, Codification and Reform Act. President Emmerson Mnangagwa yesterday urged church and all Zimbabweans to support the government's efforts in successfully hosting the upcoming SADC summit. Previously, he warned against demonstrations, which was reiterated by Minister of Home Affairs Kazembe Kazembe. To discuss the topic in depth, we are joined by our guest, political analyst Bernard Bekilizwe Ndlovu, who is a former Alliance for People's Agenda chairman for the South African branch, and Reverend Siyaphambili Moyo, a member of Living Christ Pentecostal Ministries International, which engages political parties in conflict resolution programs under the Zimbabwe Christian Alliance. We'll start with you, Mr. Ndlovu. What can you say about the political situation prevailing in the country?
Well, generally, the political situation prevailing in the country is intense, understandably, and I think it was expected considering the outcome, the contested outcome of the previous elections. So I think on the part of the ruling party, they you know, got to this instance afraid and concerned that the opposition party would want to disturb the summit by giving the impression that things are not well in Zimbabwe. And on the part of the opposition, they indeed would have loved to, you know, be given the opportunity to contest and show the SADC community that they are not happy. They were not happy with the outcome of the elections and would have loved the SADC to come in and intervene and possibly, you know, do something about the situation in Zimbabwe. So the whole situation was bound to create this kind of tension. And naturally, the ruling party having the state apparatus then takes advantage to ensure that there is no chaos and give, you know, the impression that there is business as usual. But, you know, you are getting visitors visiting a home, and the parents knowing that some of their children are found to misbehave, and then that's, you know, getting out there to ensure that there is no mischief. That is in their definition of what mischief would be. That's what is happening in Zimbabwe. So, yes, there is that kind of chaos and tension disturbances.
Thank you very much there to Mr. Ndlovu. Reverend Moyo, as the church, what is the best way forward? And do you have any programs planned as of now to engage stakeholders in conflict resolution?
Thank you so very much. We always say conflict is inevitable. We will always have conflict, be it in family, be it in church, in companies, even as a nation. Yes, we as a church, we continue to encourage that let us honor our constitution and let even people generally, Zimbabweans, let them be respected even as we look at the constitution, let their human rights be respected. Yes, we continue to engage stakeholders as a church to say, please, let there be peace in whatever problems and challenges we go through. We need to find one another. Engagement is the best. When we sit down and say, let's talk and genuinely solve our problems, we believe as a church we will get there. So our position still remains the same, to say, let's find one another. We are engaging key stakeholders. We are engaging key stakeholders. In smaller towns, I was in Bulawayo and Harare. You could see the police roaming around the streets. But in smaller towns, like Wange, where I am currently, it's just so peaceful. But in bigger towns, there is really need to engage stakeholders. As people are saying, someone to demonstrate, we don't know what's going to be the outcome. But whatever the case, we want everything to be done peacefully and within the parameters of the Constitution of Zimbabwe, which is the supreme law of the land. Fighting and killing one another would never solve our problems. But when we genuinely sit down and try to find one another, we believe as the church we are going together.
Yes, thank you very much there to Reverend Moyo. Kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokulungiselela umhlangano weSADC ozaqhutshwa elizweni mhlaka 17 kuyonale inyanga ngesikhathi ke sibona ukuthi abezombusazwe labalwela amalungelo oluntu bathi bahlukuluzwa nguhulumende babotshwa mahlayana kodwa yena uhulumende uthi hayi konke ukuqhubeka kuhle elizweni. Yebo ke sesibuya kuwe Mnumzana Ndlovu, kuyini esingabona kusenzakala lapha? Singabona iSADC layo ingenela ngalolu daba kumbe bazathula kokuphela njengoba abaningi besithi bavele abangeneli?
Hayi, ithuba lokuthi iSADC ingenele lincane kakhulu, ikakhulu ma ukhangela ngokwayenzakala kuphela lona ukhetho. Kwakule khangelelo elikhulu ukuthi iSADC izangenela, kodwa ayingenele. So angiboni ukuthi lokho okuluthulinyana okuvela manje mase kuqathanisa lalolu thulo lwavukayo olukhulu ama-elections ekuphela, lolu thulinyana lokuboshwa kwabantu ababili abathathu, angiboni ukuthi enze ukuthi iSADC bese iyaphakama ithi yona isifuna ukwenza anything. Angiboni kanjeke izakuba lithuli kudlule ukhuthekele phambili. Hhayi, ukubona kwami angiboni iSADC njengoba ngisho kwakumele kube lokungenela bekumele kwenzakale kudlula ikhetho, akwenzakalanga lutho. Lokho kwenzakala manje ma ukubheka ukuqathanisa, hhayi kunale kuba lokho kwenzakasemkhathi ukhokheli kahulumende lalo owayethunyiwe udeputy wakho weZambia befuna ukuvusa uthuli impela olukhulu kakhulu kulama-inhlanganiso ezifana nabo-fana. Zikhanya yinto enkulu okwakumele ukuthi abantu bahle kube yinto yokuthi hhayi ngeke kwenzakale kanisakhana, bafike emthuli lwakhona. Abantu babuyele ezindlini abazihlalela, babuyele emsebenzini bayasebenza. Okwenzakala manje akufana nalekhaya. So yikho ngithi mna angiboni isathi ingasihlupha ngakho.
Yebo ke siyabonga, uhlale khonapho ecingweni. Mfundisi Moyo, ungasichasisela ukuthi kahle kahle njengezinkonzo kuyini lapho nxa lixwayisa amabandla ezombusazwe lalabo abalwisanayo, kuyini elikwenzayo njengezinkonzo njalo balilalela yini? Ungasichasisela ngolimi lwesishona.
And ndinothenda, yes, zatinowazoita ndezvokuti tinotora mapolitical parties dzakasiyana tovaunganidza, totanga tavadzidzisa nenyaya dzetsisi, nyaya dzekubatana, totaura tichijekesa takatarisa nenyaya dzeconflict kuti tikasagadzirisa nyaya dzedu zvakanaka zvii zvinozoitika after. Vatinombouza tichisanganisa vanoterera havafanani, vamwe vanoterera voona kuti zvinovabatsira. Takatenderera nzvimbo dzakawanda mumataundi dzakawanda even before and after elections tichitaura nemapolitical parties tichipokana nenyaya dzekurwisana, nenyaya dzekurovana, nenyaya dzekutukana, nenyaya dzekutaura nangwe chisingaite kune umwe munhu. Tichitarisa tichiona kuti zviri kuchinja kune nzvimbo dzatakaenda tichitaura nyaya iyoyo. Vamwe vanoterera, asi kune dzimwe nzvimbo kuchine midi yekuti vanhu vadzidziswe, vanzwisise zvinhu izvi kuti zviri kuenda kupi. But nyaya dzatinonyanya kubata maissues wayo kuti tisatukani, maissues wayo kuti ngatibata nenyika semaZimbabwe, because zvematongero enyika izvi zvinopera. Kana zvapera munosara magara sevavatibvani. Kana mamborowana munotaudzana sei, munokumbirana sei shuga, munokumbirana sei malift netransport.
Saka vakawanda tichitaura navo vanozvinzwisisa, asi kune mamwe maarea sezvandambotaura kuti pachine basa, especially kumamisha. Ndiona kunge pachine basa rakawanda kuti vanhu vadzidziswe kuti hatifani kupatsanuriswa nenyaya dzepolitics.
Yebo ke, siyabonga kakhulu ume khonapho ecingweni. Ke sithatha umlaleli, sizwa kuthiwa silo mlaleli wecingweni, siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Yebo ke, ungasitshela ukuthi igama ngubani, ungaphi kwelizwe, njalo ekhaya kungaphi?
Hello?
Ye, hayi siyakuzwa nje kodwa uzwakalela khatshana. Sithemba ukuze zwakala. Ye, khuluma nje siphe umbono wakho ngomhlangano lo oqoqwayo elizweni owe-SADC. Ababandla abaphikisayo besithi babotshwa.
I-SADC mina ngabe khona eZimbabwe. Because kuningi kakhulu ekwenziwa eZimbabwe. Manje i-South Africa siyahlukumezela ngapha esikhona. Ngapha ama-passport abhora nje yonke into nje intsha ikuthi hhayi ichabalele nje yakithi. Ikusasa selibona ukuthi mhlawumbe izaphethe eZimbabwe ngenxa yokuthi asisakhula sekuma-90s or so.
Mhm. Hayi kodwa ukukhanya amalungiselelo asephambili kunyeke kwabuyelwe emuva. Njalo sizwa la khona ngapho liyakhuthaza ukuthi imali yamapassport yehle, sithemba kuzalunga. Ye kodwa ungathini ngalabo laba bathi babotshwa basemajele?
Abasemajele ngibayisebenzela kodwa ngokuphela kakhulu sokuzakuza. Kushito khona ukuhlukumiza kwabo. Sokungadala utshintsho lungaba khona eZimbabwe mhlawumbe okanye angisengenele amanye amalunga.
Yebo ke, siyabonga kakhulu umbono wakho. Would like to say thank you to our caller in South Africa there, Moyo, who's saying Zimbabwe should have been skipped from hosting the SADC summit. But we see that our preparations are already at an advanced stage. And we heard the DA of South Africa saying the same cause, that Zimbabwe should first put its house in order. But the government says everything is in order and the meetings are going on very well. Yes, so sibuya kuwe ke Mnumzana Ndlovu. Yeah, ungasitshela nje ukuthi kambe kusiya phambili kuyini okungenziwa. What's the best way forward?
IZimbabwe nama uyikhangela ekhinjeni ufuna ukuthi kube lo ukuphila. Usungafika ethweni lokuthi yena ufunakala ukukhuluma more than nje yonke into engacatshwanga ngabantu. So kudingakala ukuthi njengoba le yokuthuzana nokushunguzana nokudlephana ayilethele umuntu kazana. Lokhu akudingayo okuyikuphila nokuguquka nokuya phambili. Into le ukucabana kwezano nge-MDC ethiwa i-GCC yathinta amagama amengi-mengi isiyenzakala isikhathi eside. Basho abanye bekahle le-MB yenkululeko yadonsa isikhathi eside. Ngaleso sikhathi ngokubona kwami ma usukuqathanisa konokokuphila ukuthi kwakukhona ukuzishela okukhulu kakhulu nokuya phambili abantu babekhanya kukhona sebekufuna ukuyenza kahle. Kodwa kwamanje inkinga ekhona yokuthi kuhlala kusenzakala into efana nayo kungasilingakeyi-fike. Kuyahlanganwa kuvotwe, kungavotwa abantu batshawe kube lokulwa kuyiwe emakhothi kudluleni. Kwenzekala into ezifana nayo. So kuyiwa phambili. Njengibona yami sokumele ukuthi abantu babecabanga phela ngoba iZimbabwe phela ila abantu abacabangayo. Uma uthiwa kwabanye abathi bazi besibuke bethi sifundile kakhulu. Kodwa ukuzuza ukuthi ukufunda kwethu kungathi bathi abesekusenza into efanayo ikhangelele impumela ehlukeneyo. Ke kungumbono wami mina ukuthi sokufunakala ukuthi abantu bahlale phansi bakhulume. Ma kuyikuthi kukhona okunye okungenziwa okuzwa okungasokukhuluma nakho singakujabulela kodwa kungani kufuna ukuhlupha manje. Sokusiphinda sibhoda ndawonye singayi phambili. Ilizwe leli selifuna ukuthi ukhulume ngokozinayo nkinga.
Yes, thank you there to Mr. Ndlovu, who's saying that people, it's high time people sat down and talked. Yes, speaking of conflict resolution, Reverend Moyo, what exactly happens in these meetings As the church, are you stern on the political parties without fear of maybe the ruling party to resolve whatever is happening between the parties? Ungaphendula ngolimi lesishona.
Ndinotenda. It's true to say church tinonyatsomira tisina kana bibi ratakarerekera. Isusu tinotitarisa nyaya dzerunyararo, tichitarisa zvekare bumbiro remutemo kuti ngaremekedzwe nemunhu wese. Zvisinei kuti ndiwezi kuti isusu sechechi tinomira pachokwadi kuti aa, because kana inyaya yeconflict inoafekta munhu wese, whether ndewepati iyi kana kuti haasi wepati iyi, whether ari mupolitics kana kuti haasi mupolitics, inobata munhu wese. Saka isusu sechechi tinoramba takamira pachokwadi. Hatina munhu watinotya kusvika maari. Isusu sevanhu vakadzidziswa nyaya dzeconflicts tinoziva kuti vanhu tinovaapprocha sei, tinoziva kuti vanhu tinotaura navo sei. Saka tine nzira yatinoshandisa kutaura nayo nevanhu, mapoliticians vatinoasvikira, angave maminista, angave vamwe vane mapositions ari pamusoro, tinosvika tine wei yatinovaapprocha nayo tichivaonesa. And ndinotenda kuti vazhinji havanonyatsoiona nyaya kuti nyaya ida tigare pasi titaurirane tigadzirise nyaya dzedu dzinotinetsa muzimbabwe semazimbabweni. Tisina kunyanyotarisira kune vamwe maorganizations ari kure, vana sadic, vana au, because maproblems ezimbabwe kunyanya akuafekta isusu mazimbabweni. Saka ndisu tinogona kugara pasi totaurana, toudzana chokwadi, togadzirisa maproblems ari munyika medu nerunyararo. Tikaita izvozvo zvinotiitwa zvakanaka. Saka in short, tinobata vanhu vese, tinotaura nevanhu vese, hatina watinotya. Sezvandambotaura, tinounganidza mapolitical parties ese kana tisanyaya dzedu, tinovaudza vese pa-one platform, tichitaura, tichipfuura hate speech, hate language, tinopfuura vese vatinzwa. Uyezvo isusu tinoshandisa bhazi rishoko ramwari tichibatanidza nekonstitution yezimbabwe kuti mwari haafarire izvi, uyezve nekonstitution yedu yemuzimbabwe haifarire izvi. Saka ndo zvatinoita sechurch.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. Over to you, Mr. Ndlovu. What do you say about what Reverend Moyo has said? Do you think these conflict resolution programs work and they are neutral on both on all parties and all stakeholders involved? Are they all on equal footing when they come to this meeting? What's your take?
Hayi, iqiniso lihle. Wona ukungenela kuhle ukuthi kube labantu abale mbono efana naleyo, kodwa esikwaziyo ukuthi ekugcineni sibheka imbali yezimbabwe. Leli bandla liyabe libusa lezana libuya lihlezi esihlalweni esiphezu kwezinye, yinto eliqiniso leyo. So lo ozayo oyabe ezokhuluma evela ku-opposition kumele abuye kwazi khona kabele siba lendlela zokuthi akuthola kudingayo. Noma ngase ngabuya phela yoti anokuthi wena ukuthi ungena endaweni ethize ukhangelele into ongasho ziyithona, kuba kugcina kungakusebenzeli goko, ngoba uzangena kumele ufundele uphethe induku, wena ungena uzihlalela fungutshayeke ngembu yakhona. Yimzekeliso lowo angisho ukuthi ungabathi kwaba lezalensi enjalo, kodwa ngibona ingani kuhle ukukhuluma ngomfundisi. Momanje kumele sibe kwazi ukuthi hhayi khonoko akukho lula ukuthi kwenza kale obusayo uzele ukuthi uyabuza, and ma ehlele esihlalweni lizokhuluma laye ukuza kehlele esihlalweni. Ngaphandle kube ngesimanga mpela kube khona sokusenza isigombolozi, isigombolozi okutwaya ngesilungu yisekeni kuthi lomunye lomunye siyalingana lapha sikotele mpela sibona kuyaphuma. Khonokho njengoba ngithile kuthi ukhangelela into engangeke yenza kale, so ufuze ukuthi masingenentweni. And abona ganikho okwenza ukuthi ngeminyaka yonke eyi-five kuhlale kudliwa abantu bekhepho, ngoba bangena bekhangelele izinto ezenzakale ka-100 zikuphinda.
Yebo-ke, siyabonga kakhulu umbono wakho, kodwa sesifika emaphethelweni-ke ohlelo lwethu. Like to say thank you to umnumzana Bernard Bhekilizwe Ndlovu, ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe, lo mfundisi siyaphambili Moyo okumanyano we-Christian Alliance, olivalelisayo. Yimi uSithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha e-Washington.